First locally acquired Chagas case, a new wildfire, and a 325-year prison sentence. The pipeline fire at Camp Pendleton reached 100% containment as of Wednesday after burning more than 1,000 acres and forcing mandatory evacuations of areas 32 and 33 on the base. All evacuation orders have since been lifted. The San Diego County Air Pollution Control District nonetheless issued a smoke advisory covering Fallbrook, Pala, Valley Center, Ramona, and Alpine, with coastal San Diego's air quality index elevated into the unhealthy range for sensitive groups. Those with asthma, heart conditions, or respiratory issues are advised to limit time outdoors. A separate new fire complicated the picture Wednesday afternoon. The Skyline 2 fire was reported at 12:59 p.m. on July 8th on private land in San Diego County. As of Thursday morning, containment status was unknown, the cause had not been determined, and no acreage figures had been released. Residents in rural and foothill areas are urged to monitor Alert San Diego notifications. An extreme heat warning remains active through 8 p.m. Thursday for desert and mountain communities, with potential temperatures reaching 117 degrees Fahrenheit in some inland zones. San Diego County Public Health Officer Dr. Gree Sione Thihalolipavan confirmed the county's first-ever locally acquired case of Chagas disease, detected not through illness but through routine blood donation screening. The patient had no symptoms and no travel history to Latin America, making the case significant. Chagas disease is overwhelmingly associated with Central and South America, where the triatomine insect, commonly called the kissing bug, is endemic. Since the county made Chagas reportable in 2024, officials have received 22 reports and confirmed 4 cases total. This is the only one acquired locally. Dr. Thihalolipavan advised residents to seal gaps and cracks in building structures, control rodent nests, kissing bugs nest near rodents, and avoid handling a kissing bug with bare hands. The risk to the general population is considered low, but health officials noted that rural East County and foothill areas where triatomine populations are more established warrant closer attention. In the courts, Christopher T. Gardner, 33, was sentenced Tuesday to 325 years to life in prison after being convicted on May 22nd of 15 felony sex abuse charges involving 2 6-year-old girls who were his relatives, abused over a 5-year period. A third victim came forward after his arrest. Separately, a Spring Valley robbery pursuit on July 3rd ended in 2 arrests. Bradley Queen, 41, was booked into San Diego Central Jail on robbery charges after leading deputies on a pursuit through stop signs and into oncoming traffic before fleeing on foot. His passenger, Michelle Winters, 32, was booked into Las Colinas on drug possession charges. A sheriff's helicopter was deployed to help close the perimeter.